Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the new you, reading to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which reads this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can't look at too many magazines or things online before you run across the transformation ad or article. You know, it's where they take a dumpy-looking person and transform them into somebody beautiful and impressive. And they do it just with a few touches of expertise. We have a strange attraction to these kind of before and after articles or news items because there's something in us that deeply desires to become a new person. Now, you can change your appearance fairly easily, but it's much more difficult to genuinely become a new person. And to become a new person made in the image of Jesus in and of ourselves, well, it's just plain impossible. But Jesus can, and he does change us. Once he does, then we are called to go out and live like the new you. In the year 1954, Billy Graham led a remarkable crusade in London. It lasted for weeks and weeks, and ever since, Billy has met people all over the world who were brought to Jesus during that crusade. One particular story was worthy of mention. One of Billy Graham's associates noticed two men come into the back of the crowded arena, and they sat near the back. They apparently didn't know each other, but in just a few moments of loud conversation, they found two things that they agreed upon. They didn't like Americans, and secondly, they especially did not like American evangelists. They had both just come to see the show and mock it, to make fun of it. So they sat in the back and joked around through the whole service. But as Billy Graham presented the message of the Bible, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, who he is and what he came to do, especially what he came to do for us in the cross and in his resurrection, as Billy Graham preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, the hearts of those two men were touched by the Holy Spirit. They both recognized their need for salvation, and they decided to go forward at the invitation to commit their lives to Jesus Christ. The first man turned to his new companion and said, "I'm going forward." Now the man next to him said, "I'm going forward too. And here's your wallet back. I'm a pickpocket." Now, that's evidence of a new life. Somebody going forward to receive Christ and immediately becoming a new person and repenting of what they just did. Now, how about you? Have you been made new by God's Spirit? Then thank him for it. And with Jesus Christ empowering you by his Holy Spirit, live like it.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.